Life and sports are all about battles. You win enough battles, you move up the corporate ladder. At home as a parent, you battle your kids every day. Have you done your homework? Did you clean up your room? In a hockey game, there are individual battles all over the ice. Most of them go unnoticed. But if you stack up enough battle wins, then good things are going to happen. Your defenseman wins a foot race in the corner, gets to the puck first, able to clear the puck out to center. That next battle win has to come when the forward wins that next foot race. That forward now gets the puck to the red line and dumps the puck deep. You just move the puck 200 feet. Two things that if they don't happen, who knows, maybe your opponent would score a goal in the next 10 seconds. You win two battles, now you're on the attack. Maybe you lose that next battle. Your opponent gets to the puck down below the goal line, but your first forechecker wins his battle, keeps the puck down low, allows for a line change. You could possess the puck long enough where your opponent now commits a penalty just out of exhaustion. Come the playoffs, every little battle win matters. And Bemidji State has won a lot of them as of late.
If you want to win games, you have to have a higher compete level than your opponent. And it's hard sometimes because, again, it's not easy. And one of them, I showed the guys between the second and third period that I was really proud of, Yuri Vizanen, Flammer, and Jonesy. We won a faceoff, and then Yuri, the puck goes behind that. I mean, they won the faceoff, and the puck goes behind that. Yuri cuts off the defenseman. The puck goes behind, stays behind the net, and then Jonesy picks it up, gives it to Adam Flamang, and that's when Adam Flamang cut back, and him and Jonesy were on that puck, and that's when they got their penalty, and then we get a power play goal about 10 seconds later. So,
sometimes, though, this time of year, you just need really talented players. Bemidji State's Eric Polkamp, certainly talented, has been coming on strong as of late.
Down low it goes for Jackson Jutting, back up top for Loft. To the left side circle, low to the ice, and Eric Polkamp makes it 2-0. That puck never left the ice. Well, the goalie's supposed to stop that thing.
Just good puck rotation, too. Once they were able to get it free and pass it around, they were trying to free up Polkamp over there in the left face-off circle.
Final minute here of the second. Beavers on an Otter Tail power play up by two. Back door. Goal for Polkamp. I don't think Jutting got a piece of it here on the near post. It's 3-0.
It's like Groundhog Day. That's the exact same thing as the second goal.
Every forward line for the Beavers, every defensive pair for the Beavers. Well, they've all won more battles than they've lost. And that's why the Beavers have won 8 straight games. The Beavers will certainly be tested by Lake State this weekend. I don't know that I've ever seen a rematch in the playoffs where the 1 seed faces the 7 seed and the 7 seed is 3-1 against the 1 seed in the regular season. But when Bemidji State played Lake State earlier in the year, those two series, they weren't playing nearly as well as they are now. Who will win more battles tonight? Who will win the CCHA Mason Cup semifinal? Let's find out together. Quarter Bar pregame show, Beavers and Lakers, here on the Beaver Radio Network.